Blog Talk Radio.
Yay, welcome to the Q Reyes Project. This is Q Reyes coming at you once again. As you know, we talk about everything here from politics to entertainment. But today, this is a special show. We will be talking with a musical prodigy. So someone just some people are born talented when it comes to music. And I think recognizing that is important to helping these artists develop. So he goes by the name Zaire. You know, I'm going to talk about that. Zaire the Maestro, which is a very interesting name that already tells you right there that this is someone that has a very creative outlook. Into you know, whenever you hear a really cool name, that's someone that's really takes their music seriously or their artistry. So you know, I don't have that much time here, so I'm gonna bring him in without further ado. Zaire, are you on the line?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing super, man. I'm really really excited to have you here. I've been listening to your music, and wow. That's all I got to say about that. Like, wow. So tell me a little bit about you. First, let's start with your name. How do you say your name?
It's Zaire the Maestro. It's a hyphen over the E, which will give it the pronunciation of an A sound.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's Zaire. And that came about, really, I was trying to get a stage name. I wanted to use my original stage name, but we couldn't pattern it because it was already taken. So I just kind of, you know, wanted to be a little creative. And I took my real name is Eric. So I took Eric and spelt it backwards. And that would give you Zaire. And I just put I like the sound of Zaire. So I just put the hyphen over the E to give it that A sound. So that's just Eric spelled backwards. Maestro, you know, came about when I was growing up in New Orleans. I used to hang on this street called the Parkway, which they had a basement, and there was a studio in this basement where a lot of No Limit Records from Master P, a lot of the artists and producers would hang out in that basement you know, just create music. I was the only one that was a real musician there that actually knew how to compose and do different things. So they just kept me around the studio to say, you know, can you do this? Can you play this? Can you play that? So they just gave me the name. That's Maestro. That's Maestro over there. That's Maestro. So I just kind of put the two together and just said Zaire the Maestro. And when you look up, you know, Maestro, it means teacher of music, and it also, I mean, there are many definitions of it, but it also means lover of music. So I just thought it would fit me perfect because music is something that I love, and I've been loving it since I was a kid, watching my dad play and perform, and you know, so there it is.
Wow, that just the fact that you have put so much thought into your name. You know, I can only imagine, you know, your mind when it comes to music. You know, you must be – are you a perfectionist?
Yeah, I am. It don't always come out like that, but, I am a perfectionist.
No, I mean, because, you know, I think a lot of times a lot of artists are perfectionists to what you think, you know, because you have an idea in your head. Let's say you play something and people love it, but in your head you're like, oh, no, it should have been – another way, when really the perfection was in the fact that people loved it already. So are you kind of hard on yourself when it comes to that?
Yeah, I am. My business partner, which happens to be my dad and the CEO of Seabreeze Records, in which I'm signed to, he gets on me all the time when we're in the studio. I take a lot of takes because I didn't like what I did or like what I played, and then finally, you know, you have to put the hammer down and say, nah, that's it, leave it alone. And at that point, I'm still not satisfied with what's coming out, because I realize in the language of jazz, everything is so spontaneous to where it's just, you know, it's just being in the moment, and I'm learning that more and more, the more experience I get recording and playing, that things come out better when you just go for, you know, go for it and just be in the moment and just let it go, because whatever is coming through me at that time, that's what's meant for me to play. So I'm learning that as time goes on.
Okay. But I see that you're a young cat, and you're playing jazz, where, you know, I love jazz, but I believe it's almost like a dying, unfortunately, a dying art form, where, you know, the new generation of, I will call them musicians, but like music people, are going towards this digital age. And how did you decide to focus in such a very specific art in today's age?
It's just I think over time I was exposed to being around a lot of great musicians and a lot of music, whether it's country, rhythm and blues, rap, and I've never was attached to just one genre of music. So, I mean, I would take all of these elements and have all these ideas floating in my head. And I mean, people are starting to do it today, but who would think that if you have a jazz band on stage, who would think to add a DJ on the stage with you, you know, a hip hop DJ? So, you know, I believe that music is just not one given thing. Music is a combination of everything, you know. And so I don't like to be labeled as a jazz musician. I like to be labeled just as an artist, you know. Because,
okay, yeah, no, and you deserve that for sure with your, the music you've been doing. But, you know, maybe I'm just a purist, but or maybe I'm just older, I don't know, but nowadays, sometimes I hear songs that are considered the hits right now, and I look back to the days, you know, not even too far, you know, just the Motown days, or even, you know, you go even further back, and you have your Miles Davis, and it's impossible to even compare what that was to what's going on today. And I, you know, I understand, you know, the younger generations always try to rebel and do what they do, but I just don't, you know, sometimes it's just like a beat, like boom, 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 and they'll just rap over it, and then that's a song.
Right.
Whereas, like, before, you needed to play something. You needed to have a groove. I don't know. How do you feel about music today? And I'm talking about more about the urban music. I know there's still some great jazz out there, but I'm talking about the what's popular right now, the pop music today, where jazz used to be the pop music of back then. How do you feel about the change?
Right. I learned to adapt to it, man. It's like, you know, because I realized that people are being born every day, every second somebody is born, and that's a new generation that's being born. So it's like if music is going to live forever, it's gonna change and evolve with the current generation. And I mean, a lot of stuff that's going on today in music with the rappers, I don't really care for it, but the way that it's set up, they play it so much on the radio to where it kind of hypnotizes your mind, and that's the intent that, you know, that they want to do, is to try to get you to like it. But even though I don't necessarily like it, but I do respect it because it's still an art. You know, it's still an art at the same time. It's like I have a three-year-old son. He gonna, you know, it's a whole new generation for him, and this is the generation that he's coming up. You know, he likes, you know, the Fetty Wap and all of that stuff that's coming out. It sounds kind of corny to me, but at the same time, I have to respect the art through them, you know, through this generation. But my job as a musician and a producer and an artist is to combine all of these elements and not put a real, like, a label on it, you know, just kind of combine hip hop, combine jazz, and but at the same time make it musical. You know, everything that I like to do, I don't like it being chaotic. Everything has to make sense to me. You know, so it's adaptable.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I agree with you, and I like some of the new stuff for what it is, you know. But you can't compare it to what music used to be, you know. And I'm afraid that the new generation, your 3-year-old son, when he's about 15, he's gonna be listening to binary beats and like white noise from the TV, you know. I mean, and we probably won't understand it, but you know that I'm just afraid that the tones and the being able to play a note is being lost, and even singing. I mean, we haven't had a great singer, in my opinion, come out. You know, we don't have the Whitney Houstons and the Aretha Franklins and these powerful voices with all these computer voices just taking over. And it's good and bad. It's good, you know, there's a new art form, but you know, it's almost like the young kids are being discouraged from following up on having a great voice or a great musical talent, because the money is, you know, everybody follows the money. The money is where this new generation is going. So that's why I'm saying it's like almost like a dying art form. What's going to happen in 100 years when, you know, the Al Greens and all these people are just going to be a part of history, like almost, oh, yeah, those, they existed, but they're not going to be considered like the classics that I consider today.
Exactly. Yeah, that's happening now. It's going on right now.
Do you consider, like, what are some of your musical influences?
Herbie Hancock, of course. My dad was my first influence because I was like 3-4 years old. He had his own band, City News Band, in New Orleans, that he led and produced. So I mean, I was all around him. So you asked earlier about the music. How do I come about liking jazz and stuff? I was always around older cats that was playing, you know, either some funk or some jazz or some blues, you know. So I would have to say he was my first influence that sparked an interest for me to want to play. But later on, as I was exposed to more music, Herbie Hancock became a great influence to me, as well as people like Kenny Kirkland. I can even call out some younger cats that have records out that people don't even know about. Anthony Wansey taught me a whole lot. Daryl Levine, Nicholas Payton is an influence of mine, which I happened to go to New Orleans Center of Creative Arts with him. I went to school with him when we were in high school. A pure musical genius, by the way. And, I would say some of my blues cats, Wynton Kelly, played with Miles, you know, Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Charlie Parker, bebop. I'm a big fanatic of the language of bebop. I got a lot of influences, man. I don't even think I can name them all. But those are like the main ones, you know.
Okay. No, yeah, I mean, I can definitely tell. I'm going to play a little bit of your cut right now, The World is a Ghetto. Can you tell us a little bit about what The World is a Ghetto is about from the title? I'm sure you're a title man, like you're a name man. So from the title to the composition of it, like what's it about?
Yeah, The World is a Ghetto is originally done by War, the group War. And I just thought, man, with everything going on in the world politically and, you know, with the education and just, dang, there's a lot of crazy stuff in the world right now. The world is a ghetto, you know, and especially what it's becoming with, you know, with all of the political stuff. So I always did like that song, even as a young teenager. So I just decided to take that song and make a jazz version, an acoustic jazz version, to where I will reharmonize the harmonies and make it my own, you know. And that's how it came about.
Okay, how difficult was it to produce?
Pardon me?
How difficult was it to produce?
It was not difficult to produce at all. I had some good musicians on there that's on the song that contributed, you know, they put their heart and soul into it. So, you know, I try to hire cats that will contribute to the music rather than take away from the music. So that made my job easy as a producer, you know, to just kind of overhaul it and make sure all the nuts and bolts are tight on it. But yeah, it's, you know, producing kind of comes natural for me. I love to do it. It gets frustrating because things don't, it's a lot of times where I was working on some parts of that song that just wasn't coming to me. I just had to shut it down and then wake up a new day and see what the Heavenly Father decides to, because it all, at the end of the day, it's all going to be predicated on what the Heavenly Father wants to play through me. I'm just a vessel being used, you know, and I try to keep that in mind to stay grounded. So that's the hard, the only hard part about it is when he's not giving you nothing to play. And when that happens, you just got to shut it down and wait for a new day. There's been times I woke up 3 o'clock in the morning, he'll give me something to put down and I just go and do it.
Wow. The inspiration hits you out of nowhere. So I'm going to, let's listen to a little bit of it, and then we'll talk a little bit more about it.
Okay, sure.
Let's see. Yeah, I've been listening to it a lot.
America.
Because the fact is that this Blog Talk Radio platform does not do it justice, you know, like at all. I mean, it's such a. I mean, I listened to the whole thing, and you have so many elements there. Where can people listen to this so they can listen to it clear and support you as well? Where is your music at?
First they can go to my website. SerratoMaestro.com, and it will have all of the you know, the news and everything that I'm doing right now. I even have the single up there that they can that they can sample, and it also has all of the links. It's on Spotify, iTunes, Tidal, iHeartRadio, Pandora. It's on. I'm pretty sure whatever streaming device anybody have, they can type in Serrata Maestro and that song will come up. So people have iTunes and Spotify and Tidal and those and Amazon, Google Play. It's on all of those things, but they can sample it right on the website.
Okay, definitely.
And also,
Yeah,
also they can follow me on Instagram and Facebook, too.
Okay, where you at?
I'm under Serrata Maestro on both of them. I have an artist page on Facebook and as well as Instagram. same name, Sarita Maestro.
Okay, good, good. Yeah, because they need to listen to that, you know, as clear as possible. You know, I would suggest, and this is my suggestion, get a little wine,
okay.
You know, dim the lights, maybe a candle, and then just play it. You know, that's the way I listen to music.
Right,
that's
right.
What I mean.
Right.
It's hard to listen to music with Fetty Wap yelling, you know, and I got my incense going. You know, it's not the same experience. For the club, I like it. But if I'm saying, if you want to listen to real music and kick back, maybe have a conversation with someone, you need this music that you mentioned. You know, we need you guys to make more of this music so we can continue, you know, enjoying it, you know. And then also you have a show coming up, right?
Yeah, I will be at the Met October 15th. Doors open at 6. We start, got a 2-hour show from 7 to 9. Also, that song, The World is a Ghetto, the studio version is good. It's excellent. But to come out and hear it live, trust me, it's going to be
okay.
Whole,
okay.
Gonna be a whole,
are you going to throw
experience.
In new things? That's what I was going to say. Are you going to throw in new elements on in there, or how? What can we expect?
Yeah, well, I have a live DJ. It's whenever you perform live, it's always going to be new elements because of the in this type of music, everything when it comes to improvisation is spontaneous. I got horn players that I may stretch out and give solos to, so you'll get a chance to hear a different, because on the record, it's just me soloing on there, and the horn players are just playing the parts. So you'll be able to get a chance to hear it like in a more stretched out version where we display in the talent of the musicians.
Okay, definitely. You know, I'm looking forward to that. And also, because, you know, I love how jazz can sometimes just branch off. Like, you know, you'll hear like a 15-minute version of what's going on. You know, you know, like the song is really like 3-4 minutes, but when the musicians are feeling it and they all get together and they just start grooving, it's magical. And you don't even realize 15, 20 minutes went by on that one song.
Right.
And this is amazing. So
right.
And what else can people do to support you and jazz in general and your art form? You try to put your album together right now, right?
Yeah. So after the show, I'm gonna go back focusing on kind of polishing that up. I'm giving it maybe 90 days.
Okay.
I'm giving it maybe about 3 months to complete. And that album is going to be a little diverse, you know. I'm gonna mix some New Orleans style with the way I want to present it. You know, it's gonna be you know, some second line beats with some smooth, some jazz stuff over that. You know, that's kind of a new element that people are not even really used to hearing. You know, if you hear New Orleans music and you hear this second line beat or this tribal beat, you know, who would think to combine that with some Joe Sample type pianos on top of that type of stuff? So it's definitely going to be a new flavor, and it's going to be something new to the listeners, different from what they're used to hearing. There are a lot of people doing some real amazing things out there, like Terrence Martin and Nicholas Payton. A lot, you know, there's a lot of people doing some things, but I'm going to present it in my way, and you know, I'm hoping people enjoy it.
Okay, I'm sure they will. So, man, thanks a lot for taking the time and telling us a little bit about you. Can you just run down again where can we find you to make sure that everybody listening that's interested in either going to the show or checking out some more of your music can find you? Where can you tell us again?
Yeah, you can go to SaritaMaestro.com. if you on the first page when you click on my website, scroll to the bottom, you'll see you can buy tickets to the show directly from my website using by way of PayPal. And also, they can follow me on Instagram and Twitter and also Facebook. I keep a lot of I forgot about that. On the website, they can also sign up on my mailing list if they, you know, don't use social media too much. You can sign up on my mailing list and you'll get accurate, current, in real-time information about what's going on with Cerrato Maestro.
Okay. Is that your mailing list? Is it like an email list?
Well, it's a mailing list that they would have to sign up to. It's on my website on the same page where the tickets are, where you can buy the tickets.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, definitely, man. So really, really appreciate it. Looking forward to more music from you. And, man, hopefully this show is a big success and nothing but more successes for you in the future.
Right. Hey, man, I appreciate the opportunity, Furman. I hope we can do some more things like this in the future. And it's always good to, you know, to have these type of outlets for the artists. And, you know.
Oh, definitely. And I love it. I love just keep creating, man. Just keep, you know, putting out that good music from your heart. Whatever, it doesn't matter if everybody likes it. If you like it, you know, you're going to connect with people. You know, so definitely,
right,
man. So thanks a lot, man, and we'll definitely be in touch. Just calling in.
All right. Yeah, thanks
right,
a lot,
man.
Soon.
All right, no all problem. Right.
Bye-bye.
So there you guys have it. Cyrae. See, I just got schooled on how to say it, Cyrae, the Maestro. Make sure you check him out at his website. Make sure you support. You know, we got to support artists. We really do. We are so easy to buy, you know, $7 Starbucks. And then, you know, we really want to download music for free on the Internet. And I'm guilty of that. You know, I go to YouTube and listen to artists and – but sometimes it's good to, you know, come out to a show and support your local artists, because these are the people that are going to continue creating great music. So if you don't like what you hear on the radio, you have you're at fault. You're a little bit at fault for that, because, you know, you could be making, you know, influencing a lot of the music that you do like for it to be more popular and more out there. So I will be out until next time. Make sure you follow me on Twitter. That's Q-R-E-Y-E-S, Q-Reyes, on Instagram, Q-Reyes, like my name, K-U-R-E-Y-E-S, on Facebook, the same thing, K-U-R-E-Y-E-S, my website, artisticwarfare.com, and until next time, you know, I haven't made a podcast in a while, but Cyrae made me come out and, you know, I have to support him, because I think a very talented brother, and I think if you're listening to this, Let's support good music. You know, let's do that. Don't complain about the bad music out there. Just go ahead and support good music that is out there as well. So until next time, I'm out. Peace.